From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has reached a settlement with the Fond du Lac and Grand Portage bands of Lake Superior Chippewa and two environmental groups over the sulfate discharge from the Mesabi Nugget Iron Nugget Plant near Hoyt Lakes. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the EPA has agreed to drop its approval of a variance for how much sulfate and three other pollutants Mesabi Nugget can discharge into Second Creek, which flows into the Partridge River, a tributary to the St. Louis River. Sulfate is a major issue in Minnesota as scientists and state regulatory officials work to decide how much is too much for wild rice. The state's current standard is 10 parts per million for sulfate in waters where wild rice grows, but opponents have claimed the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency gave Mesabi Nugget a variance from the state limit that's nearly 16 times the current state standard. The EPA agreed to the MPCA's variation in December of 2012. The suit against the EPA was filed in federal court last year, saying the variance should not have been allowed. On Monday, the EPA and U.S. Attorney's Office filed notice in federal court that they would remand the decision to approve the variance. Karen Diver, Fond du Lac tribal chairwoman, noted the Iron Nugget plant is in the heart of the 1854 ceded territory where the Ojibwe have the right to hunt, fish, and gather. Grand Portage Tribal Chairman Norman DeShaw said the bans are not against mining and support the jobs mining brings to the Iron Range, but industry has to comply with the Clean Water Act and acknowledge our treaty rights. The State Senate Committee decided more information is needed about Minnesota's two-year-old wolf hunt, so voted on Tuesday to suspend the hunt. The 8-6 vote in the Senate Environment and Energy Committee favors a milder version of bills wolf proponents want to permanently end wolf hunting and trapping. Even with the vote, changing the state's wolf hunting law is far from passage. The issue pits hunters and cattle producers who favor the hunt against those who want to end it. The bill would order the Department of Natural Resources to conduct a comprehensive study of all known wolf kills, ranging from hunting to car accidents. The Wolf Data Bill, as it's titled, calls for an annual wolf population census and creation of an advisory wolf task force. It also would close tribal lands to the hunting and trapping of wolves if tribal leadership requests it. The DNR opposed the bill, saying more studies like the bill demands are not needed. Minnesota has more data on the wolf population than almost any other hunted species in the state, that according to the DNR's Dan Stark. Stark said that hunting poses no long-term threat to the wolf population. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has received more than 40,000 comments on the proposed Polymet copper mine and expects thousands more by the time the public comment period ended, which was officially this Thursday afternoon. The Duluth News Tribune reports the DNR, along with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and U.S. Forest Service, must now sort through and categorize every single comment about the Supplemental Draft Environment Impact Statement and then develop responses, not necessarily for each individual comment, but to each of the major issues, concerns, and points raised. That process probably will take months, and the number of comments received so far above any other project that DNR officials say they have no sense of when they might be done. Chris Niskanen, DNR Director of Communications, said, quote, "We just don't have a timeline. We don't know how many comments we'll get at the end, and we don't know how complicated they will be. We've got dozens of people working on it," unquote. The vast majority of comments are expected to fall into a few major categories, such as air quality, mercury contamination, water quality and water modeling, a land exchange with the Forest Service for the mine site, wetland destruction and replacement, which is an Army Corps of Engineers major issue, and long-term pollution monitoring, treatment, and cleanup, among others. Perhaps the most important comment was yet to come from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It was the EPA's opinion in 2010 that sent the original Polymet review project back to the drawing board for an extra 4 years. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says more data analysis must be done to determine whether changes to the state's water quality standards are warranted to protect wild rice from sulfates. The MPCA released its preliminary analysis of a 2-year study on Wednesday. The $1.5 million field and laboratory study shows sulfate above 4 to 16 parts per million can produce a chain reaction in the ecosystem that harms wild rice. But the PCA stopped short of deciding whether the current controversial statewide standard of 10 parts per million for sulfate pollution in wild rice waters should continue, go up, or go down. MPCA Commissioner John Linkstein says the analysis only begins to look at the complexity of the subject and is not a final answer on water quality standards. The analysis now will go to a scientific technical review panel. It may be late 2015 or early 2016 when the PCA issues a more definite finding on what changes to make, if any, to the state's current 10 parts per million limit for sulfate release to wild rice waters. It could be 2017 before any new state regulation is adopted. Tribal and environmental groups say the science clearly shows the current standard is needed, but business interests say the opposite, that the science shows sulfate is not a direct cause of harm and that no sulfate limit should be imposed. The Minnesota Chamber contends the limit should be 1,600 parts per million. And the Environmental Protection Agency says the latest environmental review for the proposed PolyMet copper nickel mine shows, quote, extensive improvements, unquote, over the original, but it still needs work. The federal agency rated the original 2009 document as environmentally unsatisfactory and inadequate, the lowest possible grade. On Thursday, the EPA gave it a substantially better rating, but says that there are environmental concerns and that more information is needed for the final document. PolyMet CEO John Cherry says in a statement that the new rating demonstrates the improvements the company has made, and he says PolyMet will work with regulators to ensure that they get the information needed to address the EPA's comments. Among the concerns the EPA raised were properties of the leachate from waste rock, the impact a coal ash landfill could have on the Embarrass River, how to monitor the effects of mining and processing operations on aquatic life, long-term seepage from a tailings basin, water quality monitoring, potential mercury contamination, and the impact on area wetlands. Another concern is the financial assurances that should guarantee safe management of the facility and the waste it has produced for decades to come and the adequacy of a groundwater capture system. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will consider the EPA's report and comments from the public as it prepares the final version. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.